All right, welcome to the show. My name is Bob Nino, and with me is MDP, and this is Real Hacks. Say hi.
What up? This is MDP, a.k.a. Mount Denson Pimp, because I'm from Mount Denson, and I'm a pimp.
You may need to get a little closer to the microphone.
Fuck!
Yeah, damn right. There you go. That's better. That's better. Cool.
Do you want to do that shit again?
No, that's cool. I'm all right.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
There you go. All right, so basically this show, Real Hacks, is basically going to be about movies we like and dislike, any movie, current or old or whatever. So
we're going to hack up a bunch of fucking movies pretty much.
Yeah, so let's start with a movie that I hate a lot. Or do you want to talk about something else?
Well, let's just get started on our fucking credentials here.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Me and Bob, we went to... basically a television school.
Because we're both poor.
Yeah, and we couldn't go to a real school, so we went to this hack-ass school and learned about TV and radio and shit. So not necessarily film, but we were able to branch into film from there. So...
And gay film. Gay film. Yeah, no. Not so much.
See, the thing is that he did a fair amount of the gay film. I'm not so much involved in that.
Behind the camera, mostly.
Like, by so much, I mean not at all involved. But, you know, for Bob, if he feels gay film is the way to be, then that's how it's going to be. However, getting back on topic and staying away from the gay topic, which is going to be hard for my co-host.
I think it's easy for me.
I think you're hard when it comes to gay things.
Yeah, basically.
So we're basically a couple assholes that think we know a lot about movies because we watch a lot of them and we've had parts to play in some movies. So we think we know a lot. So we're just going to talk about a lot of shit.
Well, it's not only that we've worked on sets and stuff like that, but my experience is more post, and I know what software people are using and what they're not using, and I think they should be using. And then you like audio stuff, so you know... A little bit of that shit.
Yeah, I know a little
bit
about.
You can cut me off anytime, man. It's all right.
No, that's cool.
No, it's just fucking talking, bitch.
Fuck, man. Like, really, because what I'm saying is...
I'm just going to sniffle in the fucking mic, too.
No, I mean, that shit was all true. That was all true. True that. Plus, we like movies with chicks and stuff, and I like lots of killing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Name off your top directors of all time, maybe. All
right. Well, basically, David Lynch. Anything David Lynch does is dope.
Kubrick, of course. Huge fan of like Dust to Dawn.
Yeah, I like movies like that, like Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino stuff is really dope. Oliver Stone, stuff like that. The big guys. I'm not a big fan of these fucking, you know, movie of the week motherfuckers like Steven Spielberg and shit, who puts out the same fucking movie just with different characters in them. Like, all that shit, it's the direction and the editing is ridiculous. It's so stupid.
There's a lot of shit like that, like Spider-Man. And there's a lot of other movies that I hate, like Hulk. And then we'll just get into maybe, I don't know, superhero movies and why they suck ass.
Yeah, why don't we start with superhero movies?
Yeah, okay, well, I fucking hated Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, I kind of liked Spider-Man, but I can... When you told me why you hated it, I kind of agreed with... Some of it, not the whole thing, because, well, first of all, I'm a big comic book fan. I read a lot of comic books when I was younger. I got that from my dad.
As am I.
Yeah. And see, so I just the very idea that they finally put Spider-Man in a movie, that was really cool for me right off. And I think, I know you disagree with this, but I think they pulled off most of the special effects quite well.
Toby. Fucking blows. He fucking blows. Okay. All right. Green Goblin. Yeah. And you're going to give him a fucking mask? If anyone, Defoe looks like the Green Goblin.
See, now, I completely agree with you there. Yeah. Green Goblin looked like some fancy pants, Power Ranger looking motherfucker.
He was shit, man. Yes. Power Ranger, gay ass fucking monkey fucker.
He got some
a little...
fucking plastic suit on and shit with this big fucking mask on. And I mean, you look back at the comic books, and I know you don't want fuckers running around in tights and shit, but Green Goblin looked kind of cool in the comic books with his little fucking goblin outfit on and shit.
Damn right.
In the movie, he looked fucking terrible, man.
Man, like, fuck. Don't get me... Okay. Blatant nipple titty shots?
Yeah.
There's no need for that. Then you got, like, Stan Lee. Okay. Stan Lee, godfather of... Or father of him. I don't know if you want to call him godfather or father.
He's kind of like the godfather.
He's
the
fucking old enough. Books. Yeah, but he's old enough to be granddad now.
He's old enough to be an old motherfucker. That's what he's old enough to be.
All right, his cameo sucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His cameo sucked ass.
2 seconds, saves a girl, runs out of the way.
Yeah. Gets bullshit. The fuck out. Bullshit. But, you know, Spider-Man, honestly, I thought it was all right. I thought they did a half-decent job with the story. I agree with you to the point that it was a bit too fucking mushy.
Yeah. A bit too much mushy
going on there. And
okay, what about the ending? You know, he's chasing after the whole fucking movie. Then at the end, he goes, no, there's a secret, and I can't get involved with you anymore.
Yeah, see, that was some shit. That's like, if bullshit. That was me, I'd be... If I was fucking Tobey Maguire, I'd be all over that shit.
Not only that, man. Like, he was after her the whole fucking movie. Yeah. And then at the end of the movie... No, I'm not as interested anymore.
Yeah, it kind
of
bitched out. If that was me, I'd be all like, yeah, bitch, I'm Spider-Man, let's go.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
So I'd pick the bitch up and swing around with her and shit, that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, fuck, man. Okay, and then the fact that they're making a second one, Doc Ock.
Dr. Octopus, though, was pretty fucking cool. Like, he looked kind of cool in the trailer.
Yeah, right.
He did, man. Yeah. He had them big fucking skating arms and shit.
Okay, biggest problem, the reason I hate Spider-Man and the Hulk is because... Marvel is sticking with Sony Pictures for doing all their special effects, so they're using Softimage, and 3D isn't there with that program. You can't get into, like when Spider-Man's swinging through the fucking... It looks like shit.
Swinging, that's the thing. Like, for me, for being the guy who really doesn't... Like, I don't really know a whole bunch about that shit. I was happy with the way it looked. There were a couple parts. Like, there's that one fucking part...
Okay,
that
but
I don't
it's
even
no
know
Gollum.
Well, no, it ain't
Gollum. Okay, the software they use for Gollum, that's what they should have been using for Spider-Man.
Skinny motherfucker, but yeah, but
it looked good. His skin was good. The lighting was good.
All the shit in those movies, like all those big fucking creatures and shit.
Maybe it's the guys they got working for them that suck at for Spider-Man and the Hulk. Like, you look at the Hulk, man. His skin does not look like some guy with gamma radiation who's just fucking bulked up.
No.
Lou Ferrigno does.
No, but
yes,
man,
he does.
See, you keep saying this shit, and I'm like,
it's fucking Lou Ferrigno, man. He's still the Hulk.
Man, the Hulk was the Hulk. If you read the fucking comic books, Hulk was fucking huge. Lou Ferrigno was the size of a big ass man, and all that's right, all.
X-Men 2, Colossus, when they had him, he looked good.
Yes,
that's good.
Yeah. Why couldn't they do it with the Hulk? I don't know.
Because green doesn't reflect as well as metal. I don't know. It's fucking gay. Man,
yeah.
It was gay.
I kind of like the Hulk. The movie's way too fucking long. Way too long. There's not enough of Hulk kicking the shit out of stuff. And, yeah, he didn't look the greatest, but he didn't look horrible. Like,
right,
I mean, if
he's
they grabbed
that tank that they keep cutting away for all the trailers and everything, and he's whipping it around, that's the worst 3D I've seen in
that,
a while.
That was a pretty bad shot. He looked kind of bad in that. The scenes where he looked all right was when he was, like, when he's in the shadow of the tree.
Yeah.
You see his face, like he looked okay there, but it's probably because of the shadow.
That's probably what it is the lighting. Then you get into The Matrix 2 or 3.
Three.
When fucking Neo. Fucking
K-pop Neo.
How could I fuck that one up? Could it be because I hate Keanu Reeves? Dude.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah, fucking Keanu Reeves.
No,
cunt.
I like the Matrix movies.
Yeah, yes. That's what...
What is he again? What is he?
Cunt.
Yeah.
He's a... Well, not a plural, but he's one. Cunt.
He's one of them, yeah. There are bigger cunts in the world.
But okay, they're fighting all the little fucking Dr. Smith, Mr. Smith, Sergeant Smith guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Agent Smith, let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Agent Smith, it doesn't really fucking matter. Anyways, they're fighting all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Too many
like
CG jumping in the air.
Of them and he's smoking the shit out of all of them and shit.
Yeah. Okay, when he's flying through the air, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The cape moves all poorly. The punch, going through the buildings and shit doesn't work either.
I do have to say that stuff didn't look so good, but in Revelation or whatever the fuck, Retribution, I don't give a fuck. The last one, when they have the big fight with the Sentinels.
Oh, the robots.
The Sentinels.
Yeah.
The Sentinels look dope.
See,
they really did.
I think what it is that Softimage can only do inanimate things.
Yeah.
Like robots, metal, shit like that.
Yeah.
When it gets into doing like textures of skin and stuff, you can't do it. But then you look at like Final Fantasy.
That should
great
be dope.
Skin. Or if you see cutscenes for the World of Warcraft.
Yeah. That shit looks
That's
dope.
Good skin, too. But and that's all with time, Maya and some of the other software.
I agree with that, but at the same time, that shit placed on a movie background would not look good.
No, it would probably stand out. Yeah.
You would have to do it like Final Fantasy, how it was all animated. Yeah. You put that in an actual background with actors and stuff, it's going to look worse than what they do now.
I don't even know why people bother doing that shit, man. Like, really, 3D is not necessary. You could do puppets. You could do models.
Yeah.
It looks good. Like, the original Star Wars still looked good because of the models.
Yeah. I think they jumped all over it because a couple movies had started doing it. And at first it looked all right. Like, I don't know, like Jurassic Park and shit like that.
Probably cost them less, too.
If you think Jurassic about it, like, Jurassic Park looked pretty dope for its time when it came out. Like, I mean, that's quite a while ago, man. The first Jurassic Park's old as fuck now.
Damn right, bitch.
Cunts.
You just gotta play weird sounds now and then.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
That's for all you fat bastards that went to get another beer. Okay, so that's that. X-Men, though, how did you feel about X-Men?
X-Men 2?
X-Men 1 and 2.
You know what? I guess it's tough to put that much, like, the whole comic book series into a movie.
Yeah.
But they did take liberty with sections, and things were a little whack. What got me when I was watching the second one, they had this major fuck-up, or so I would think, where, what's his name? You know, the guy that puffs out.
Nightcrawler.
The guy. Nightcrawler. Fuck. Okay, the Nightcrawler, and they're saving the kids, and Nightcrawler and fucking Jean Grey are over top looking down at the kids in the jail cell. Then they pan down to the kids in the jail cell. You can see Nightcrawler already there. This is before he's actually puffed in.
Yeah.
They didn't paint him out. It's lazy shit like that fuck pissed me off. But then I don't know if that's because of what I do for a living that I'm picking that shit up.
Well, see, to be honest, I didn't catch that. But now, since you've said it, if I go back, I know I probably will.
Yeah, it's like, what was that other movie we watched where I saw a key grip open the door for
Resident
them or
Evil.
Something?
Yeah, Resident Evil in the very first of the movie, if nobody knows what we're talking about. When they're in the big house and shit before she's gone into the downstairs shit and started shooting dead fuckers. There's the part where those fucking guys with the guns and shit are running all around the house. There's a couple big double doors. At one part, if you look in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see this motherfucker's hand come out and open the door up. And that's the biggest bullshit ever. Like, how do you fucking miss that when you're making a multi-million-dollar movie?
Even if you... Like, shit like that happens all the time. Hmm. Most people take the time to paint it out.
Yeah.
Or they fucking just move on and use a different shot or something. Like, there's ways around stuff like that. That's laziness.
Yeah.
That's what makes a movie shit.
Like, I'm thinking there had to be more than one take of that. Particular shot. So
doors
and that
open.
Fucker couldn't have put his hand in every goddamn take.
No shit. They probably had, like, 15 good takes of, like, moving the door. Fuck it. Anyways, cut around it, you know, cut out of the scene earlier.
A lot of superhero movie type things to talk about because they're doing
Punisher.
A fucking gang load of them right now. Punisher, I'm kind of looking forward to it. It looks good.
That's my next Coke.
He's snorting. I mean, drinking Coke. Sorry,
Coke addict.
It's gonna at least kick the shat out of the old school Punisher.
I love
fucking
Dolph
Lundgren. And God.
Fuck, that was bad.
He should wear a fucking dress,
you know,
and pigtails.
The only thing I think that will be different, that will suck or hurt the new Punisher, is that it's not going to be as dark looking. Like, at least the Dolph one, he looked like a bag of shit the whole fucking time.
Yeah, and it was a really dark movie.
Like, yeah.
I haven't watched it in years because it sucked ass and I don't really care to, but... I can remember seeing that movie and seeing almost every scene in that movie is dark. There's not a lot of color. It's really like, it was like a Tim Burton film, how he uses color or lack of so well.
Totally.
Dolph Lundgren's Punisher was like that. It was all dark and gray and shitty looking the entire time.
Yeah, and this, from the trailers for the new Punisher, I don't know, it just looks well lit and
looks
whatever.
Looks a little too...
Hollywood produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little too cleaned up, perhaps.
And I'm also wondering how violent it's going to be. Like, it should be
the
level of Spawn or
ultra fucking violent, man.
Or even higher,
man. Honestly, yeah, I think as far as superhero movies go, that should pretty much be the darkest and most violent one because he's pretty much the darkest and most violent motherfucker there is next to Spawn, maybe.
Yeah, totally.
because he's just a normal fucking guy who's just pissed off at the world and going crazy.
Well, it's like Max Payne. It's like Max Payne is the Punisher in some regards. Kind of,
It's like they stole the Punisher and turned him into that guy.
Fucked him up.
But that's who it should be. Like, Max Payne was a really fucking dirty, dark game.
Yeah.
And that's how the Punisher should be, too. He should be an evil motherfucker.
Yeah, if he isn't, man, that's gonna fucking blow.
Worst superhero movie out in quite a while.
What?
And it's pretty much because of who played him. Daredevil.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ben Affleck, can we play the sound effect?
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
No, wrong the other one, the other one.
Cunt.
He's a cunt?
That one? What is he? Yeah.
All you motherfuckers are gonna pay. You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Okay,
fucking
that's...
right, Ben Affleck licks balls. Balls? That fat bastard bitch.
Okay.
Bitch.
One
I'm
word.
Rick James.
I'm Rick James. Bitch.
Word.
Geely. Fuck.
Fuck all that noise. I'm not even...
All I'm saying is, okay, he sucked in everything he's ever done, man. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's been in some good movies that
Yeah, but
have
he wasn't
lost...
good.
No. He's been in some good movies that lost, like, they lost something of themselves the moment they placed that stupid motherfucker on the screen.
Yeah, talk about sucking a lot of ass. Like, he sucks ass, and you know he's sucking people's asses to get into fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like a fruit or anything, but Matt Damon, he's a better actor.
Oh, Matt Damon's a much better actor. I don't know why he hangs out with that fucking no-talent bitch.
Born Identity, and what's fucking Affleck's movie there?
The gay identity? I'm not sure.
It's Born Identity ripoff?
That fucking, the John Woo one.
Yeah. I love John Woo, but like... It's totally.
Fuck all
it's
that
almost
noise.
A fucking carbon copy, man. Yeah, just from the trailer alone, you're like, "Fuck no!"
Guy's a bitch.
Ain't doing that shit. Yeah, fuck that. That's bullshit.
I don't know what's going on with Ben Affleck, but there's no way. And what gets me is Kevin Smith, who I dig. I think his movies are great and everything like that. But his favorite like actor of all time is like Ben Affleck. He says Ben Affleck should play every part ever made.
I think it's because they're gay, or Affleck gives him a lot of money. That's gotta
be
it.
Could be one, the other could be both. I'm not exactly sure.
No, I don't want to out anyone, but Affleck is gay.
Well, I mean, that sort of goes against you saying you don't want to out anybody, but I mean, that's... Yeah,
oh,
I'd agree
shit.
With that.
I guess I fucked up there.
Yeah.
We'll just cut that out. No, we won't.
So, I mean, yeah, like, superhero movies, there's been a lot. There's going to be a lot more. I'm hoping we see an X-Men 3 because they sort of introduced Phoenix in the last one, which could make a really good movie.
Yeah, it could, but, like, that was fucking sudden. Two movies in, and they're already introducing
Phoenix. They
already
jumped into Phoenix,
but they didn't actually... Now, they didn't show Phoenix.
No.
I watched it, like, what, 2 months ago?
They showed like, her eyes go all fiery and shit, and at the very end when she stops the water... I'm sorry, guys, if I'm fucking the movie up for you, but you should have seen it by now, you bitches.
Yeah, it's on DVD. Fuck them.
Fuck. When she stops the water from hitting the fucking plane, she gets all fiery and shit, which is like Phoenix. And then she does this little fucking gay voiceover at the end about evolution, and you can see sort of a Phoenix impression in the water and shit.
Yeah, it's so fucking bullshit.
So, I mean, as long as they don't fuck that up, it could be really, really cool for the next movie.
You think they're going to get that dick of a director to do it again?
Bryan Singer?
Yeah,
probably. I mean, having done the first two movies, I can't see them not doing it.
I heard a lot of rumors from on set about that, man.
Really?
Them bringing little... young 18-year-old men to him. And
I heard that shit too.
Well,
actually,
it was Smiley Byrne. She told us.
Because
her man whore.
That's right, because she has connections.
Yeah, man whore.
Man whore. here's something kind of off topic, but I just heard
about
this.
That's never off topic here, man.
Yeah, eat my ass.
Okay.
Just heard about this the other day. Supposedly, Peter Jackson is going to do The Hobbit.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And he wants to do it soon because he wants Ian McKellen to play Gandalf in it. And
before he gets old or dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is that the reason... Well, I mean, there's a fight because two different companies own part of the rights to the movie. I don't really give a fuck because it's all
buy them out. Fuck. How many Oscars
yeah.
they win? 11?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Neither one wants to budge because they want a piece of it because they made so much money on the other
guaranteed
ones, right?
Money. Yeah.
But the thing that's also stopping it is the fact that right now Peter Jackson is doing King Kong.
Oh yeah, fuck.
I don't know what the fuck to think about that. It's King Kong. It's got Naomi Watts in it, who is super fucking hot.
At least he's not trying to do Don Quixote.
Don Quixote.
No, seriously. Orson Welles tried to do that and Terry Gilliam. Fucking went... Yeah. Everyone who's ever touched it.
I haven't seen that. It's a plague. Lost in La Mancha.
It's good. You gotta see it.
Where Johnny Depp's supposed to be in it, but...
Yeah. No,
I really want
to
see it.
Well, it's all doc about them trying to shoot it. And it's good.
I like those films. Looking for Richard with Al Pacino when they were going to do the Shakespeare Richard III or whatever.
Didn't see that one.
That one's really good.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
He's King Kong.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that. Not a huge King Kong fan. I mean, he's a big fucking monkey, climbs buildings, steals hot chicks, gets shot at.
Fight Godzilla. Which,
there you go.
Coincidentally, they are releasing the original Godzilla...
Ring out the gimp.
That's me. I'm the gimp. Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah.
You were talking about
theatrical
Godzilla.
Release of Godzilla. That's coming out I forgot the date. But it's going to be in theaters all over. And it's going to be just revamped, little bit cleaner.
Are they doing like what they've been doing with movies for the last like 5 years, where they're bringing them back and they're putting like fucking digital?
No,
gonna pull an ET unaltered, and take the guns out and put
fucking probably just
walkie-talkies in? And
they'll
shit?
Probably just clean up a little bit of the sound so it sounds crisper.
Yeah.
Or maybe 5.1 it. I don't know. Like,
do you see yourself going to see that shit in the theater? Bunch of Chinese people running away from a big lizard.
What? It's Godzilla!
Godzilla!
I think I would.
I think it would be kind of cool, actually. I can see myself going
and
to
I miss
see.
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep, man.
That would have been awesome. I could have to wait for DVD. Man. In case no one knows what we're talking about, Bubba Hotep starring Bruce Campbell. Fucking genius. He's awesome.
King
He's
of the Dead,
awesome.
Man. That fucking guy is wicked. And one of the funniest fucking actors of all time.
The black guy playing JFK. Yeah, I said it.
Oh,
black guy
fuck.
Playing JFK.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense unless you hear that.
Basically,
chat. I can't remember who it is.
Ollie. What's his name? What? Cockfucker. Ollie something. Ollie Jackson. Ollie Johnson.
Not all black people's last name is Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Michael.
Anyways,
Jackson. Oh wait a second, he's white.
It's not Oliver North.
Over North was one black motherfucker.
God. Anyways, Bruce Campbell is an Elvis impersonator.
That's
and
right.
Ollie, whatever, playing JFK. He's black, but the story goes is that he's saying
he's the real JFK or
something. He's JFK. They tinted his skin black, so
yeah.
And
supposedly there's some form of mummy running around or some shit throughout the movie, and that
killing
sort of
the old folks in the old folks' home.
So I mean, you got a mummy killing old people. You got an Elvis impersonator and a black JFK.
Can't go wrong. Just if you haven't seen the trailer, go to the Apple site, download the trailer there. Just when you see fucking JFK in a wheelchair going down the hall, and then you got fucking an Elvis impersonator in a fucking stroller
with a fucking
walker
and shit because he's too old and fat.
And then he's karate kicking.
And then he's beating the shit out of some mummy who kills old people.
Yeah, it looked good. I wish I could see it.
So let's see. What have you watched recently? What was the last movie you watched?
Melvin Goes to Dinner.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you watch that on a Movie Network?
Yeah, it was on the Movie Network.
Yeah, TMN. Pick some better movies, you stupid bitches.
Well, no, it's... Fuck you. Fuck. It's one of those guys from Mr. Show, his directorial debut.
Oh, God.
And it was originally a play, so... Yeah, I know.
Was it worthwhile, or was it shit?
No, it was good. There's a nice twist and everything, but it's, like, not for the common viewer. You're not going to be able to sit there... You know, it's about a guy who bangs chicks. That's all he's done. And he's banging the married chick right now. Nice. And then he meets up with a friend. And on the way, he meets up with two other people that he doesn't really know, has dinner all with them. And, yeah, and then they just talk about relationships and stuff. It's sort of like 30-something, but with swearing. And better parts.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, but, yeah, it was interesting. Jack Black's in it for, like, nice. 3 seconds. Very nice. And he plays this fucking schizo. Mm-hmm. He's, like, talking about how humans are neeps or something. Neeps. And it was the creator of the universe and neeps. And for some reason, he's been smited and kicked down to the level of the neeps, and he's got to get into a...
He's fucking crazy, man.
What are those things for skin your head there? That thing. Anyways.
CAT scanner?
Yeah, he's got to get a CAT scan, and then he'll be raised back to his godly powers and stuff.
Neep.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because... Well, he's funny, but he's only there for like 3 seconds.
Cool. Last movie I watched was actually this morning. I watched Fierce Creatures, which I haven't seen in years. Fierce Creatures. It's the whole Fish Called Wanda crew. John Cleese and Kevin Klein. And
that doesn't seem like you, man.
It's the girlfriend. She's
the wife.
Not so much.
Do you live there?
Kind of, but not so much. She's a big fan of that old school British humor shit. And I really, actually, I did like it the first time I saw it, which was fucking years ago.
Yeah, but you were 12.
So, well, yeah, but your mom's 12, and I still...
Cunt.
Yeah, that too about her. So I watched it this morning, and actually, it was pretty cool. I liked it.
No, it's good. I remember
it's a good movie.
Does seem like a morning watch.
Well, no, because, yeah, like all the movies at her place we've seen a million times, and that's one I haven't seen in a long time, so I said, fuck it, why not? I put it on.
And you introduced her to Fear and Loathing.
Yes, I did. One of the funniest movies ever made, I think.
That's Johnny Depp.
She hadn't seen that shit. She loves Johnny Depp because she's a chick, and chicks love Johnny Depp.
Some guys like Johnny Depp. I'm not going to say who, but
I wouldn't say
there are some guys.
Any in this room, especially, you know, I don't know about my co-host, but. You're right, guys.
You have another co-host besides me?
Because
I didn't say I love Johnny Depp.
I didn't know if you loved him or not, but...
No, Christina Ricci I love, but I don't know about Johnny Depp.
Well, she's in the movie, too, so there's something for everyone there.
That's true. Yeah.
But anyways, it's a good movie.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
No, she's only in it for 3 seconds.
Well, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, a little bit longer, and then they almost run into her on the street. That's pretty dope. Let's see. I haven't watched anything... new lately. Been watching some old movies and shit. What did I watch? The last new movie I watched was Radio with Ed Harris and fucking
Radio.
And fucking what's that guy's name?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. He's all retarded and shit and he hangs out with the football team and first they kick his ass but then they like him afterwards. It's pretty funny if you like laughing at retarded people.
It sounds like No, not like that.
No.
That other movie with the mentally challenged guy. Oh, yeah. It sounds like a little bit of Forrest Gump.
It kind of is. It's like the football part from Forrest Gump, except for Radio doesn't actually play. He just fucking hangs out with them.
Okay.
Gets them towels and shit and helps them practice.
So he's kind of like Rudy, but he never gets to play.
Rudy plays,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but he only played once.
Yeah, but he's a bitch, though.
Yeah.
Radio's just like...
Damn you,
retired,
Rudy.
And he's funny. It actually wasn't that bad of a movie, but I mean, whatever. It wasn't that great either. I wasn't a big fan.
What movie are you looking forward to, man?
I really wanted to see Big Fish, but I missed it. It's out of the theaters now, which really
pretty cool.
Sucks. I have to wait until it comes out. What I'm looking forward to...
It's better than Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes can eat my ass.
Fuck yeah.
I like to see Secret Window with Johnny Depp and John Turturro. That looks good. Let's see. Tell me something. This is some fucking bullshit. I've had so many people ask me if I want to see this movie, and I'm like, fuck all that shit.
What?
Hellboy.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Did you see that shit?
And
that guy looks fucking stupid, man.
I think the only reason they want to ask you if you're going to go see that is because they think you're into that sort of shit, man.
Yeah,
like,
and
just
because
you
no.
got that history of watching those kind of movies, buying them on DVD and shit.
I like, yeah.
You don't
I
own
like,
Tank Girl, for fuck's sakes.
Fuck a Tank Girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Who the fuck a Tank Girl?
Well, they kind of lumped. They've lumped you. No, I'm some. Yeah. There's probably some guy out there who owns Tank Girl.
Bangs Tank Girl. Fuck
probably has
owns.
A website too. And
probably
three yeah. people go to it. They're all from Germany.
And half of them are brothers and sisters.
Yeah, damn right.
And also mother and
we're dad. Not saying incest is bad. We're just saying it's not for us.
And not for the majority of the population, at least the
not
sane
the
people.
Smart people, yeah.
Because, yeah. But, yeah, because I'm all like, you know, I like
Hellboy.
I like fucking spooky movies. I like violent movies. And I like sort of comic bookish movies. So I can see how they'd package that in there. But there's one thing I don't like is piece of shit movies. And that's going to be a piece of shit movie. Like, that fucking guy looks retarded. I'm like, and what's the name Hellboy? Who in fuck came up with that as the
probably
name
all the good names
movie?
Were taken for fucking superheroes and all that sort of shit. And they're like, okay, it's got to be, well, it can't be like Superboy. It can't be like.
That wouldn't even be gay.
It can't be Heaven Boy because that's not, you know, burly enough. So let's call him Hellboy.
They wanted to make like, it sound tough by putting hell in it.
Why not?
Which
like,
has been used in
Devil
more
Boy
fucking,
or Bitch Boy.
Well, first
or,
of all, boy fucks it up right there. Like, I'm not saying call it Hell Man, because that still sounds
good. Hellman. I'm going to have some mayonnaise. Oh, sorry, that's Hellman's.
Skeet.
Fuck. Skeet. All right there, Chappelle.
Yeah. Fuck. Bitch, I'm Rick James.
Show Charlie Murphy your titties.
Fuck your couch, motherfucker. Fuck your couch. Yeah, because, but no, I'm thinking that shit looks terrible. I don't want to see that at all.
No, it's not worth the money, man. Rent it on VHS or DVD.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to The Punisher when that finally comes out. And the new... I saw a preview for it on Apple website. I know you're not a big fan of this guy, but I like his movies.
Which one?
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
His next movie's called... what is it called? Village? Or
it's called
something like that?
Suckier Than the First Two. No, actually, it's Three. The last two. The only one that was good was fucking Sixth Sense.
No, see, I like that shit. I liked all those movies, yo.
Nah, nah. Signs?
No, Signs
brute.
Was dope, man. It was That was dope.
No, nah, no. Nah,
I'm not nah. a big fan of the end, how everything sort of worked out and shit.
Okay, all right. You know what? All right.
Was pretty dope.
There's some good shots. Yes.
He's good got
direction.
Good shots.
Good
He's
script.
Good,
you know? Yeah.
He does a good job, which
but he's
a, lot
a fucking terrible actor.
Oh, he's a horrible
and
actor.
And if he puts himself in another fucking movie...
He's worse than Tarantino. He's got to stop pulling that shit.
Yeah, Tarantino's not that good an actor, and but fucking M. Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah, he's got to stay the worst. Fuck out of movies. Like, I saw Kill Bill and...
Fuck.
And fucking Tarantino was in it
two's
very,
coming
very
out
small.
Soon.
Yes. Yes, this summer.
Yeah. David Carradine.
Yeah, the girl's really, really excited about it. She really dug it. I dug
the
it
girl.
Too, but I'm not, like, too psyched about it. But anyways...
It's
because
it's a chick fighter flick, which...
Well, yeah, chicks
that's why women
see
are all into
kick
it.
The shit out of stuff. Yeah, they really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they're like... They don't want to admit it, but that's what's happening
it's been
nowadays.
Since fucking She-Ra, man. That bitch, they...
She-Ra.
Chicks
no, I thought
it
was Jem. It was fucking Jem.
Yeah, but Jem was all, like...
Dressing up
fuck,
and
I don't know about that
taking
shit,
names.
That bitch was fucking stupid. She just beat up those other rock star chicks all the time.
And they were,
I don't
for
know.
Out there, viewers, who were the other chicks?
I don't know, the fucking cock teasers?
No, the misfits.
The misfits.
Yep.
Wait a second.
The misfits. Who
the
knows
misfits
all this
were,
shit? I do.
The misfits
I watch,
was a real band, though.
Yeah, I know, but they were the fucking bitch misfits. They were like bitches and misfitty, and they were punker.
See, Jen
punker,
had to have
ooh,
her
look
whole...
at them.
Jen had to have her whole crew to kick the shit out of the misfits. Glenn Danzig would beat the fuck out of all them bitches
oh,
with his bare hands.
I don't know, man. I think he'd fuck them, then beat them
well,
up.
Well, yeah, he would, and then he'd probably fuck them again.
If they're dead.
He's a sick bastard, that fucking
skeet,
guy.
Skeet, skeet, skeet,
skeet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, Shyamalama Ding Dong.
No, let's move on from Shyamalama
yeah,
Ding
okay.
Dong.
I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to his next movie. I think it looks pretty dope.
I haven't seen the trailer, and I... have no desire.
I know you don't give a fuck, yeah.
No,
what do you
no.
What have you seen? What are you looking forward to?
I'm like 50-50 on fucking Punisher.
Yeah. Hoping it's good, thinking it's going to be bad.
I'll probably illegally procure Kill Bill 2.
Yeah, when that
cuz
yeah.
I did that for Kill Bill 1.
Yep.
I just the reason I will not pay money to go see any of the Kill Bills is because it's fucking bullshit that it's broken up into two movies.
There's really
not necessary, man. Like, look at Spielberg. He's put out 15-hour movies.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. People go, people watch, and then you get bullshit cut in half.
See, that's when they're taken away from the actual movie and they're doing it to make money.
No shit. I've forgotten the premise.
You know,
well, it's, not that there's much, like, story to it, you know, revenge.
Yeah, a bunch of people fuck over this chick. She's like a hitman. They kick the shit out of her.
She wants revenge.
Don't kill her. She comes back and just tries to kill everybody.
Yeah, but that's why it makes so sense to break it into two.
No,
it's not like it's an epic like Lord of the Rings, you know? That was basically three stories.
It needed to be broken up.
Fuck yeah, it did. Yeah.
It really did. And it's you see more and more movies nowadays that the sequels could have so carried on. Like, The Matrix...
Spider-Man. Oh, wait. That noise. They did.
Matrix 2 and 3? Yeah. Matrix 3 picks up, like, 2 seconds after Matrix 2 ends.
Yeah,
they
but you know what?
They could have just made that one fucking movie.
And you know what also sucks, man? Fuck it. All you have to do is watch Matrix 2, and you know the end of Matrix 3. They spell it out, man.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay, so... In case no one knows, I'm going to fucking spoil it.
Once again, you should have seen that shit already, so don't fucking bitch and complain when you hear this.
Damn straight. Okay, so he sits down with the black chick. She's talking, blah, 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 blah.
For those
and
who...
Yeah, yeah. So basically everything that happens, happens for a reason, and it will happen again and again and again and again. And then at the fucking end of the third movie, you're like, oh, it's going to happen again. Oh, yeah, it's already planned out. Bullshit.
And, like, they kind of... Fuck. They kind of fucks around with it a little bit because you're thinking, oh, they could technically make another Matrix movie because they did all this shit at the end of the third
one. Or you could just watch the three over and over. It's the fucking same thing.
How the fucking machines carry Neo off at the end, you're kind of wondering what the fuck happens to that guy. And...
Nah, no. He gets like back into the real world. You watch the first movie, then you watch the second, third. It's a vicious circle, so you
and
make money.
The fucking bitch is hanging out on the
bench
fucking, on the bench there at the end of the movie. He's talking shit with the little kid there about what's going on.
And the other lady died, so they had to change her and make it all like bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. And they worked that into the story how they had to change the chick rather than just say fuck it and here deal with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well, I'm. Okay, 50-50 on that one too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really change some character right in the middle.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at, like, you know, Bewitched and the two Daryls. Fuck that.
Yeah, if you want to take it back there and show
yeah,
how
way,
old we are.
Way, well, that's the best example, man. You're like, no one said anything. Oh, yeah, hey, this is Daryl now. Okay.
Here you go. Fuck.
All right.
She just got a complete fucking makeover.
Yeah. I'm about the same height, got the same hair, different face, talk differently, act differently, but I'm same fucking guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you're looking for, you're kind of 50-50 about the Punisher.
Yeah.
Well,
fuck, I really don't know what else is out there, man.
Not really, like, fuck, I can't think of a whole lot that I'm really too interested in. Jesus. Just trying to think of some trailers.
James Earl Jones has to have a movie by now.
Well,
or is he still doing fucking Verizon commercials?
Verizon
commercials.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
He's acting, technically.
Maybe he's just gotten super fat, can't get off the couch or some shit, so they can only do his voice now.
No. Isn't that... what's his name there? The Horror.
Who said what now?
Fucking The Horror, dude.
Who's
the Apocalypse Cock now. Scooby-Doo 2.
Scooby-Doo 2.
That's some shit. Listen. As in, like... Crap.
No, let me go off on this shit.
Okay, you go
Scooby-Doo,
off.
Scooby-Doo, coolest motherfucking comic book character of all time.
Not the coolest of all time.
And coolest cartoon, all that bullshit. They make these fucked up, I'm going to say it again, fucked up movies. And they fuck with Scooby, trying to make him cool to these kids and shit who don't have a fucking clue because Scooby was all about smoking weed and eating shit and running around and sniffing Daphne's ass.
He was sort of like, sort of. But not,
they just make
they
it
didn't
into
come
this
out
little
say
fucking
it.
Kitty cartoon movie
okay,
shit.
Okay, but look at the way they fucking did the dog. Again. It's using soft homage, and it looks like shit. The fur looks like crap. Oh yeah, Shrek 2 is coming out. Yay.
But I gotta say,
hey, you saw Dirty Dance in Havana Nights.
No, I didn't. My girlfriend saw it.
Fuck,
I did not see that. I thought I had you on some. I was all like, "Fuck that noise!"
Fuck that noise.
Her roommate was like, "Let's go see Dirty Dancing Havana Nights," and the girlfriend's like, "Yes, I want to see that." And I'm like, "Good, I'm glad you got
terrible impression."
Yeah, no, she don't sound a fucking thing like that. And I'm all like, "Good, so you got somebody to go see that shit, so I ain't gonna fucking go." Because I was just waiting for her to go, "Will you take me to see Havana Nights?" And I'd be like, "What in the fuck?" So, no, avoided that shit. And really glad I did, because not only is it a movie I did not want to see, but I'm also told that there was a cameo in it.
Oh, fuck yeah, I heard
by
that.
By motherfucking Patrick Swayze.
Dirty Dancing himself.
You know who Patrick Swayze is? He's fucking the Ben Affleck of 20 years ago.
He is.
Ben Affleck. He's fucking Ben Affleck when Ben Affleck was right in, in the mom's womb.
Right now, him and Ben Affleck are going right at it, man.
Boom.
Fucking dirty.
Boom. Yeah, they're fucking, yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking in the ass.
Yeah, I ain't down with that shit.
Oh,
so, yeah, I fucking dodged that bullet. I didn't have to go and see that shit.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, so fuck all that noise.
Patrick
but
Swayze.
Easy. Holy fuck, that sounded a little bit
sexy.
Okay.
Fuck that.
So yeah, so I mean that's what's going on there.
I don't know, man. What else can we talk about, really?
I don't know. Like, I felt pretty good about bitching about movies.
Hey man, it's good. That's what Real Hacks is about.
Tell me something. A movie that you'd like to see a sequel to that they never made a sequel for.
Holy fuck.
That's a big question. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah.
Well, if you hadn't thought about it, how did you just say it?
I just fucking brought that shit up because I'm fucking brilliant.
Fuck. The Graduate.
The Graduate. Now, what would you do with a Graduate sequel?
Well, okay, the way the end...
On
the bus.
On the bus.
The back seat.
If you haven't seen this shit before we get involved with it, you should see it because The Simpsons, pretty much every episode of The Simpsons has stole some sort of scene from The Graduate.
Or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, yes. Or Apocalypse Now, yes. Like a lot of Kubrick
shit. But The Graduate, all over the fucking
Clockwork
Simpsons.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
They fucking Orange always reference that.
Clockwork Orange would make a really good sequel.
I don't know if you could, though. He gets rehabilitated.
They changed him back to normal, though, at the end, eh?
Yeah, but...
Remember, they were showing
him
the pictures, and he's like, "No time for the old in and out, love. Just here to read the meter."
I know, but you actually think he would be fully the same? I don't know. I don't know.
I think it would be interesting to see what happened to him after they let him out.
Yeah. Fuck.
But
Who would play him? Toby Maguire?
Fucking Malcolm McDonald again, man. That fucking guy's dope.
Fuck. 40 years later.
Shit, but give me a break.
Fucked up.
Be like old school Clockwork Orange.
He's still alive.
Clockwork Gray.
But The Graduate, I think, could be a sequel where it's more like he's had a kid with Elaine, and then someone is trying to bang his wife.
Yeah.
In the same sort of scenario, except
some guy who's like maybe dating his daughter.
Starts banging his wife.
Yeah.
And he's like, 18.
Yeah.
And he's. Goes postal, kills him. I don't know. Something like that.
That shit would be kind of cool.
Totally, flipped the story around from when he actually was that guy fucking everyone.
Yeah.
Dirty little whore. But I love that movie. Lots of good shots.
It's a really good movie. It's good shots. Really well done.
Yeah, fuck. What about for you then?
I was just trying to think. Let's see. I know a bunch of movies that they never should have made sequels for, but should have fucking stayed where they were. No, Spider-Man, as much as it wasn't great, could use sequels to make it better.
It's the easiest. It's the easiest to do superhero fucking,
However, Batman, they should have stopped after one. Or maybe two.
No, two.
Both the Tim Burton ones were good.
Yeah.
After that, they fucked it up. And that's Joel Schumacher, because he's a slat.
Yeah, fuck.
It's his
Spawn 2 would be cool.
Spawn
2
would be cool.
Probably do a Spawn 2.
You know,
get
really,
it more gory. Yeah.
I really like Spawn, this is up your fucking alley. The way they fucked up Spawn was the devil. That guy looks like a fucking paper bag.
I know.
With
better
arms.
Better Devil was in South Park movie.
Yeah, fucking
He looked way better. That hell looked better in that than it did in fucking Spawn.
When fucking Kenny's going down to hell and all those demons and shit are flying around. That shit looked fucking
Totally did. Totally did.
But that fucking Devil in Spawn looked fucking terrible, man.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
And Spawn was really good.
Ned Flanders looks like a better Devil.
Yeah, he does. When they put the horns on him and fucking shit. Yeah,
that's the Devil.
Let's see, a movie they should make a sequel to that they never did.
I guess it doesn't even have to be like action new.
No, it could be anything really. I mean,
right. What's one of your favorite movies?
Oh fuck! I would have liked to have seen what happens. Even though it's a fucked up movie and it's hard to follow anyways, I would have liked to have seen what happened at the end of Lost Highway if it continued.
I knew you were going to say that.
Where he's driving down the street and the cops are chasing him and he starts to flip out and then the movie's done. I want to see, does he change back into the fucking that guy and do the cops catch him again and say, what the fuck? Or does it just continue on?
The Shining. Going?
The Shining would be really cool.
That would be a little interesting.
Maybe
you could do that again.
A revisitation to the hotel, kind of maybe a...
I can't believe Stephen King didn't like Kubrick's ripoff, like his direction of it. Because the other Shining was like
true to
the book. Because
that Shining that came out with the fucking guy from Wings. That Shining that came out was, Jesus. I mean, that could have been a good movie if it was done with more money, not a made-for-TV and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think Stanley Kubrick's Shining was fucking awesome.
He's got better shots.
It's just...
Like the whole... The hallway shots, the blood elevator, like those... It's all...
The fucking...
Creepier.
The kid driving the big wheel over the carpet and off like... That shit was awesome. Now, I know that didn't sound
like it, but it didn't sound like it.
You know what I'm talking about. If you've seen the movie, you know
it
sounds like. You hear the sound of the floor and then the carpet, the floor and the carpet.
How about you roll around in your chair on the carpet and the floor here?
How about I roll your mom over and put it in her back door?
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
But yeah, like if they kind of did like, as gay as it was, what they did with the Blair Witch, how they brought people in to study what happened in the original one.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
how you
could do with
The Shining.
If they bring somebody in to find out what the fuck happened.
Find Jack Nicholson's fucking frozen body.
And and people go in to investigate and somebody goes fucking crazy.
Thing.
The thing was...
That.
I love that fucking movie.
That could be a sequel.
That would be an awesome sequel.
Fuck.
It would be an awesome sequel. Like, maybe they didn't kill one of the fucking things that was...
I got it hands down.
The thing, yeah.
Titanic 2.
Fucking Leonardo DiCaprio comes up out of the water.
He floats back
and
up as a popsicle. Pissed off at what's her fought. Takes her titties out and shows them to the DJ.
Takes some titties out and puts
them
on the
dance
floor.
Inside joke. Yeah. You take your titties and you show them to the DJ.
You take them titties. What? You take them titties. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not as good as Skyscraper's Cock.
Yeah, Skyscraper's Cock's pretty good. But yeah, like I think you're right. The Thing would make a really good one. The Shining could make a really good one if they did it.
And there's directors that could fucking pull it off that are coming up now, man.
Yeah, like, there really are.
Spike Jonze, he should do something.
I was just about to say something about him. He should do something that's
horror
not
horror movie. Yeah, different for him. He should just because like. He could do some really good genre stuff. Yeah. He's good at analyzing stuff and then blowing it out of the water.
Yeah, like, I really dug both his movies, John Malkovich and Adaptation, but I'd like to see him do something like that, like an action flick or a fucking horror flick or something like that. Because like, he's got the directorial sense. He's got the visual thing.
He's got the pull now, too, man.
Yeah.
He can fucking pull it off. Yeah. You just say, this is the fucking, I want to make a slasher.
Yeah. He really could.
We don't have
enough
good slashers.
There's not, because they've really, like, I mean, good slashers usually are bad slashers. You know what I mean? They're usually
bad movies.
There's
House of the Dead coming out. I may actually go see that.
House of the Dead?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah, I heard that shit was terrible, though. You know,
it's already out?
It may be good. Yeah, it's out on DVD now or very soon.
It went to DVD?
Yeah, man.
I thought it was in the fucking theater. I'm out of it.
What's coming up in the theater is Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
That's what you're thinking of, which is a remake of the old, I think it's George
Romero.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Dawn of the Dead.
Which the old George Romero was really good.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I'm thinking. Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead's going to be good. House of the Dead is based on that piece of shit video game.
Yeah, that's
And supposedly, I haven't seen it myself, but supposedly at the end, like the movie's good until near the end, and then the zombies start doing kung fu.
Zombies doing fucking kung fu.
Now give me a fucking break.
Oh, let me guess. Bullet time's being used too, right? Probably. When they start kicking.
And see some fucking zombies pulling some matrix
zombie
shit.
Bullet time would be like really hiccupy and really slow.
Not to mention that zombies are fucking slow as it is. I know, so that's bullet time's kind of a fucked up thing for them.
Well, maybe they're not really in bullet time. Everyone just thinks they are.
Speaking of zombies, though, what was that movie that came out? The British one. You know what I'm talking about. The fucking... Where Buddy wakes up in London and shit and everybody's dead.
Fucking... Fuck, that shit was dope. 25 days... Or 28 days later.
Yes. That shit was dope.
25 hours was another fucking...
The 25th hour. Fucking...
Too many two whatevers.
Yeah, lots of twos and shit.
Twos. Can't get past two.
But yeah. And there were some zombies and them fuckers were fast. They weren't slow and shit. They ran around and jumped
at people. They were like... Yeah, well, fuck. Yeah, they did kind of speed them up at some points. But then again, that movie was a mix of formats because they were shooting on DV cam and fucking film at 16 and 35.
That was a cool-looking film, man.
Maybe it had a lot of style, man. It kind of reminded me of the old Charlton Heston movie Omega Man.
Yeah, which I've never seen, but you've talked about it before.
Fuck, man. Omega Man, James Earl Jones is in that. Damn, he's one of the apes. Black... Simpsons reference Omega Man when they have all the guys that are scared of the light and shit. And peeling the skiff.
They turn in and they want to eat the Simpsons. Yeah.
That's Omega Man ripped right down. So it's cool in that respect, man, because it's pretty fucking dope. Maybe it wasn't James Earl Jones, but it was definitely a black guy who sounded and looked like him. It was in the 70s. I wasn't around then. I don't know. James Earl Jones acted. Field of Gaze. I don't know. I was trying to
what
make
the fuck
it
does
funny.
That have to do with
I was trying to be funny. I fucked it up. Need more coke.
Cunt.
Your mom cunt? What?
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
Word. So yeah, really, fuck. I don't know. What would I see if I was to go to the theater right now? Like if I was to leave this fucking show, eat my dick.
Well, it's 8:15.
If I was to go right now from the end of this show to go see a show, fuck.
Well, we don't
definitely
have
not Dirty Dancing Havana Nights. Fuck
that.
That noise.
That's a chick flick. Chick flick.
Yeah, it is. That's for getting chicks all worked up and shit.
Yeah, your mom says that.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know,
I don't know, man. There's not a whole lot of the theater right now I want to see.
No, I guess we're just going to have to wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for something good.
This girl next door. You want to see that?
Who's that bitch?
That's that blonde chick from Canada. Canada.
Oh, she's cute, though.
Yeah, I used
to... But I don't think I'm going to bother watching that fucking movie, though. Give me a break. Fuck all that noise.
Bitch. Oh, I heard Eurotrip sucks a lot of ass.
Really? Because I like Road Trip.
Yeah, but I heard the producer's not even pleased with it.
Really? That's playing in the theater right now, but no thanks, really.
Well, yeah. Fuck, man. You know it's bad when the producer's like, it's a piece of shit. Don't go see it.
Yeah, when the producer tells you this people, movie is bad.
Telling people he doesn't even fucking know. Don't go see it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Taking money out of his own goddamn pocket, pretty much.
He's like, you know what? I was drunk at the time. I don't know why I fucking produced that film for that 3 months, man.
I was on coke and I was banging.
I don't know what I was thinking. It was a mistake. I was pulling the George Bush. Fuck.
That's some
George
shit.
Bush.
But, yeah, man, so I don't know.
I don't know. That should probably do
I'm
us.
I'm thinking I'm all talked out. I don't really know what the fuck to talk about
anymore.
Nah,
I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah.
All right, you got to go home to your wife. I guess that's all for us. I'd like to thank Mr. Mount Denson Pimp.
Word.
I'll
be back, motherfucker.
Damn right. And I'm Bob Nino. We're going to try to make this a weekly show. As for when it's going to be up, it's hard to say. But, you know, we're going to try to make it weekly.
Bitch!
Yeah, and on that note, we're going to leave you
with... Rick James.
No, we're not going to leave you with Rick James. We'll leave you with something different.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.